Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, and welcome to another roundtable with Pastor Johnson, Pastor Ralston, and Pastor Evans. And we're sitting here today, and we've had an awesome time together in the Lord, had some awesome worship, some good prophecies, some good messages. Glory to God. You'll be hearing those shortly. You may even hear them before you hear this. So we just thank and praise God that we're able to get these things out to you via the airways. And what an awesome blessing that has been. So let's open up this round table with something that's been in the news. The false Messiah Obama was being interviewed by George Stephanopoulos, I believe. And George asked him, just what is your religion? And he answered very quickly without thinking, Muslim. And then he quickly changed it to Christian. What do you think about this, brethren? Do you think that he was lying the first time or the second time? Pastor Evans.
Well, you know, the Bible says that our sins will be known. And I think he's been hiding and lying about that for a long time. I've never believed him. And I think they caught him without him thinking, and he admitted to everybody, I'm a Muslim. But most of the world's not hearing it because they're not going anyplace else with it. They're not even bringing it up. That's because they're bent on getting him in, regardless what he is.
Amen. Pastor Ralston, a comment.
Now, the only comment I would have to say, and it's sad to say, it is interesting that he mentioned Muslim first, but we're seeing the Muslim nation grow and grow in America in ways that are a little bit scary. Yeah, I think that what he said first is really probably what's in his heart.
Amen. Well, you've heard me speak many, many times on this subject, and I've told you for a long time that Obama is not telling the truth when he says he's a Christian. How many people, folks, do you know that say they're Christian and they're not? And they're not as polished as Obama. They're not as good as presenting a lie as this man is. What politician do you know that you haven't heard or caught in a lie? So what we have here is something that is pretty important, I think, because I believe, like Pastor Ralston just said and Brother Evans just said, that this was the truth when he first said it, because, as Pastor Evans said, he was caught off guard. And so let's just see what the future brings, because I believe that as this time goes on, he's revealing what he truly is more and more and more. And by the election time, if you're paying attention, you're going to see what every one of these people truly are. I believe it. I believe God is about to reveal from the housetops the sins of the people. And it's going to be very, very easy for you to tell. I would say very, very soon. Maybe not by the election, but you wait till 2009. That's going to be a pivotal year. I believe that we're going to see the freedoms of Americans go right down the drain, 2009. Yes, Pastor Evans.
You know, sometimes we have to listen carefully because this is how we learn. And he was giving a speech the other day in which he was talking to the women that he's going to give them equal pay with the men. And yet he's got 74 women working on his staff right now going from place to place. They get 35 cents on the dollar less than the men. So how can he be telling us the truth?
That was one of the ones I was trying to think of, and I couldn't think of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll tell you what. We are seeing things today that are unprecedented in history. Amen? I may be wrong, but I believe that I was the first one that ever called Obama the Messiah, the false Messiah. And now it's all over the news. So just how many people are really listening to these programs? Maybe more than we think. Amen? Hallelujah. See, there's tornadoes growing stronger and in places tornadoes never existed before. One hurricane after another forming, hitting the USA coast. Hurricane Ike had an eye twice as large as normal, extending out over 100 miles. And then the tropical force winds extending out again twice as far to over 200 miles. Both those figures double to the exact edge of the storm. But I'm talking about the heavy effects of the storm. They went out twice as far, to 100 miles, hurricane effects, 200 miles and over were the tropical storm effects, and it just went beyond that. I believe it went out to over 500 miles. It's basically almost covered Texas. Houston, one of the largest cities in the United States, okay, it was up the third largest or whatever city in the United States, almost got massacred with this thing. What do you think, my brethren? Is this indicating God is getting angry with America? I think so. What do you think? Pastor Ralston.
I really believe that we're seeing judgment. Is it God's wrath? Well, not his full wrath. I believe it's wrath-like with a mixture, because God is still very merciful. And if we saw the wrath of God without mixture, there would have been a category as high as it needed to be and brought great destruction. We still saw the mercy of God, but I believe God is trying to wake people up.
I agree with what he's saying. I believe we're seeing the judgment of God. You know, one of the things that troubles me, you take Houston, it has one of the largest churches in America that everybody gets excited over. And it had another church out there that they marched around their property and said they prayed away every storm, and no storm was coming to Houston because they commanded to go elsewhere. Well, I think they saw the judgment of God, and they realize, or should be realizing, they're not where they think they are. They need to get right with God.
Amen. We certainly can do that, but we better be in the right place. And when I say that, I'm not talking about Houston, Texas, or New York City. I mean the right place in our spirit, the right place in our lives with God. And we can rebuke the storm. I mean, I've done it, and it's happened. I know Brother Evans has done it. I know Brother Rawson has done it. And I want to tell you something, folks. If you try to do this, you better be in the right spiritual frame of heart, or it's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, I don't know what you brethren would say. Maybe you'd want to comment on it. I think if you don't do it in the right frame of spiritual heart, it could be worse.
I agree with you. You see, judgment, we've turned our back on God. Churches have turned their back on God. They've got into tickling people's ears, all these bless me messages. They're not preaching about sin. You're not seeing miracles in some of them. And God's judgment is here. It's very visible. And it's going to get worse, so people better get right.
That's an interesting comment, because I believe that if you're thinking about that same big church down in that area that I am, its pastor will not preach on sin. If y'all don't know who that is, it starts with that big O. But any comments? Brother Ralston.
I just want to say is how important it is to hear the voice of God. You can't know the peace of God until you know what God is saying to you directly. And it must be that which will line up with His Word. If you don't have the peace of God, you're not going to be in the will of the Lord. And so the quickest way to do that is start doing things that please God, that which lines up with His Word. If God is speaking to you to head in a certain direction, to go a certain direction, and that the direction you're in presently is not pleasing Him, I think it's very, very important to hear His voice, because without that, there's very little hope for the Christian.
Yes, Brother Evans.
And this is so true. I agree so much. You know, God spoke to us in the spirit realm before I ever even got up to where it got up. And He said, do not pray to stop Ike. He told us we could pray that too many people wouldn't get killed. We wanted to hold that down. We did pray against that. But God said, don't stop Ike. Because some people think they've prayed things away, and they haven't. And I'm going to show them that they haven't.
Amen. I'll tell you what. This is exactly what I was talking about a few moments ago. Because when you decide to do spiritual warfare like that, you better be open to God saying no. And most evangelists who are any kind of evangelist at all are open to what God's saying and won't even pray for a person that comes forward because God says, no, don't pray for them. So if you think you can pray for every storm to go away, you're wrong. It's not going to happen, because some of this, I believe, is the will of God.
Yes, judgment.
Judgment, amen. So 40% of the population of Galveston Island stayed, defying the evacuation order and the estimate of 20 to 30-foot storm surges. Then during the storm, hundreds of 911 calls were received from Galveston. Brother Ralston just mentioned that this is not the wrath of God, and I agree with him 100%. I really do, but there is anger or judgment, as Brother Evans was saying. So what do you think? Is this refusal to believe the tribulation events that will lead us up to the time when God will pour out His wrath? comments. Brother Evans.
Yeah, I believe it's coming there. You remember Noah? Noah building the ark. The people were warned. They refused to believe it. It showed a group of people that were partying, a lady tipping up her tequila bottle, at least that's what it looked like. You know, they were staying there. Well, the building that they were in is no longer. It's gone. They don't know how many bodies were washed out to sea. They still don't know that. They don't know how many bodies they're yet going to find just because some of these people didn't listen to the warnings and didn't take heed and didn't go to a safe place. Well, I believe God is telling his people, you need to get to the safe place now.
And would you want to describe what you think that safe place is?
Well, that's knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, letting him be the Lord of your life, praying and reading your Bible every day, and walking just as close to that book as you possibly can.
Pastor Olson, comment.
My comment to that is you will hear the voice of God through what Brother Evans just got done saying. Then you will understand the voice of God concerning tribulation. You get used to hearing God's voice concerning salvation. You'll understand how to avoid tribulation in this sense.
The Word says very clearly, in this world, we will have tribulation. Let's kind of move away from that now, and let's get into some of the things that are happening around the world. And Iran appears to be active again, building more nuclear sites. Spy satellites have identified a number of suspicious sites which the Iranians have not declared to nuclear inspectors that intelligence officials believe are being used for covert research. How does the possibility of nuclear war figure in these last days? Comments. Brother Evans.
I believe it could figure in very, very well. We see what Russia's doing. They've got the nuclear weapons. They've deceived us into believing that they become peaceful, so we quit making so. Pakistan has threatened us not to go across their borders. They're going to kill any troops or whatever. They've got nuclear weapons. Iran wants nuclear weapons. He just said in his last speech, Israel is as big as it's ever going to get, and watch them because we're going to make them smaller yet. Now that is a deadly threat, and we can see what these countries look like. So I'll tell you, we're in danger, and we need to have all of our warning devices up.
Brother Ralston.
There's no doubt about it that Iranian president has a lot of power to his speeches when you recognize that there are other countries that are backing him up and are in total agreement. So when you have these countries in different parts of the world saying, we agree with your ideas concerning even America, oh yeah, it definitely was into play concerning nuclear war and even on a small scale, it certainly could happen.
You know, one thing that concerns me, I've listened to Obama's life story. I've heard the things he's done, the things he said with his own mouth. And you know, most of his friends, you check it out, go to his home story. All of the friends he had in college, all the friends that he made, all the friends he stayed with were all from Pakistan. Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting. And I've heard a lot of comments on that one myself. I've even seen some pictures of Obama in Muslim dress with his cohort. The school that he went to all say that he was both Muslim and Christian at that time. I don't want to offend some people out there, but when they were talking Christian, it was Catholicism at that time that he was going to, not normal Christianity. You may not like that, but it's true. All right, let's move on because there's something that was mentioned today in messages, and it's called the Mark of the Beast. And I'd like to get into that a little bit because Barclaycard has announced a new chip. And this chip can be placed in items such as key fobs or cell phones that can be used to buy items without contact like that is needed for a credit card. But they can also implant this chip, as it's being said, into the back of the hand that can be simply waved near a reader. People may soon be able to hover their hand or a mobile phone or some other item over something they want in a shop, and it'll confirm their purchase, and they can walk out without ever having to go to a checkout. Now, I know Pastor Evans has mentioned that this is already here in one or two of his messages. Does the Bible tell us anything about the use of such a device in the last days? Yes, Brother Evans.
Yes, it does. And with this big bailout, the government now could turn around and say to every one of us, you need this chip, this mark, because all of you are kind of on the government's credit card right now because we owe this bill and we got to pay off this bill, and they're going to look for total control. and we're seeing that total control. I got a nail taken out of a tire, and it took the guy over an hour to change and fix my tire, and he told me the reason why is you got tracking devices in your tires. Interesting, huh?
Now they've got them in our tires. Last time I knew, these newer cars have a black box in them. It's already set up, so they can tell when you leave your home, where you go, what you do. They can tell if you cross a state line. And there has been proposals, I understand, that instead of doing a federal income tax, that we would pay by the mileage that we drive. If you cross a state line, it costs more. Is this something that would bring forth the mark of the beast? Let's say you had the chip in you. What's in that chip, that information, could be relayed by your car. Because if there's a reader in that box, it could read the stuff in that chip and relay this stuff. Even if it's not relaying it in real time, in New York State anyway, when you go to get your car reinspected, they hook it up to a computer right directly to the capital of New York State, and they know everything about that car. Pastor Evans.
We've got a new driver's license right now in New York State. It's loaded with those chips on the inside. That's going to be one of our forms of identification for crossing borders and stuff. So you can see, even getting on airplanes, so you can see how close we are to that. Matter of fact, one device that Brother Johnson forgot to tell you about is the one that you can look into. It not only looks at your eyes, because they're a form of fingerprints, but you'll have a chip in your forehead if you want it there, and it can read that number too.
Brother Ralston, any comments?
We're seeing the troubles in America that we're having presently. When you have a sovereign nation that begins to have those economic problems, something like the mark is something that could also be brought into play here. The whole idea of an end time, one world government, that's exactly what they're hoping to do, is be able to bankrupt certain countries and bring this about. So, oh, absolutely. Definitely. All these things are talked about in the scriptures. It's talked about particularly Revelation chapter 13. We're going to continue to see this take place not only here, but all the other countries. In fact, we already know that it is already being set up in other countries.
Well, before we leave this subject, one of the major areas of confusion to people, especially God's people, is this mark. When we speak of the chipped driver's license, I look at that as the forerunner to the mark and not the mark. But, Brother Evans, you talked about the fact with the eye reader and that it could also read a chip in your forehead. Now, that could be the mark. So, what do you think? We could probably take the license, but we couldn't take that chip in the forehead. What do you think?
Yeah, I believe you can take the license. I believe there's a lot of things we can do now because the mark, the Bible's clear about it, is either in our hand or in our forehead. But these things are leading up to it. And they're going to tell you all the good points about taking this mark. How good it is for you. You won't have to carry money. You can go to the hospital. You can see a doctor. You can charge gas for your car. You can do this and you can do that. If you haven't got the mark, you can't do nothing. So people are going to think, boy, I need that. No, the Bible says don't take it.
There's one comment that I want to make, and I'm not contradicting anything you just said, but back in the days when the Bible was written, now this is a personal opinion of mine, the back of the hand and that frame of mind where they were in those countries could have meant maybe the whole arm. Now, I'm not saying that's true, but I wouldn't want to take it if it was on my big toe, would you?
No, definitely not. If they wanted to put it on the bottom of my feet, I wouldn't take it because the Bible says don't take it. So we can't take it. Now what they're doing now, our Social Security number will probably be used. But that's not definitely the mark. But it will be used probably when the real mark does come.
A new batch of films are striking out at Christian beliefs and values. Not that we haven't seen enough of this already in these false, apostate films from MGM or whatever that is out there. Now I'm not saying that way back when the Ten Commandments was produced and the beautiful acting that was done on it wasn't all in context, though. You got to understand that. But many people like myself, back when I was really beginning to come to God, was impressed by that film and drawn. But yet we have these films that are putting in these apostate ideas. Now, they're getting worse and worse and worse. They're twisting the Bible and causing people to think things that aren't true. One of the things was a graphic novel by Rex Mundy that tells the story of descendants of Jesus searching for the Holy Grail. Where is that in the Bible? Like Dan Brown's best-selling novel, The Da Vinci Film, Code Film, the basic plot points revolve around Jesus having children. Now, where is that in the Bible? According to Christianity Today, the movie is an alternate history set in the 1930s in a world where Martin Luther was assassinated, and as a result, the Reformation never happened, and the Inquisition was still highly active. Also like Dan Brown's novels, secret societies, in this case the Templar Knights, are said to have a key role in the film. First of two questions. Do you think blasphemous books and movies have anything to do with the catastrophic events we're seeing today that appear to be hastening? Now, I'm going to say God's wrath here, but I'm not talking about the wrath. I'm just talking about God getting upset with the sin on this earth. God's wrath upon the earth. Any comments? Brother Evans.
The more anybody blasphemes God or blasphemes His word or comes against it, the more judgments of God that person or that country or that nation is going to see. We see it in the Old Testament. Israel, God's people, they went the wrong way. He went and got another country and used that other country to come in and judge them and take them prisoners until they'd wake up and turn back to God. Well, we know that now we're living in the time when Jesus is coming back. So we have to turn before that, because if we wait until that happens, it's going to be too late. Boy, do I agree with that.
Brother Ralston.
When I see all these taking place, I see the promotion of a New Age church. I see the promotion of all these false ideas concerning the Savior, false ideas concerning the Word of God, and the people who are coming in, especially the generations that are coming in that don't know anything about the Word of God, are going to get the wrong idea. And certainly, for sure, God's going to have to judge that to wake people up.
Amen. This next one would take a whole round table or two to really get into, but let's try to give a little overview of who the Knights Templar, who they are, what they are. A little history of it, if you guys know that. And how long have they existed? Any comments?
Brother Ralston. I don't know too much about them, but I know it had to do with during the time of the Crusades. I did a little study on them. Sounds so good. That's the thing about it. It sounds so good. In fact, it sounds so good, it sounds like some of the other churches that seemed to sound so good back in the 1800s, like the Jehovah Witnesses and the Latter-day Saints. It sounds so good. But when you look into in depth their lifestyle and the things that they believe in, you begin to see a lot of signs. You begin to see a lot of emblems. You begin to see a lot of things that are anti-Christ. Not good.
Brother Evans?
If this is true, we've seen so many cults over the years rise up. And you know, the sad part of it is that if they expose themselves enough, soon some people forget they're a cult and begin to listen and say, oh, that sounds good. I think I'll join that group and go that way, because it seems like they have more to offer and we have more freedom than those that believe the Bible and just stick to the Bible. There is more freedom. Oh, yes. You can do whatever you want, but you'll find your place in hell because you're not living by God's word.
Amen. And that's very, very true. Well, let me give you a little overview of the Knights Templar. The Knights Templar is very active in the Masonic order today. Their youth group, I believe, is called the Knights Templar. I could be wrong on that one. But it dates way back. Don't ask me what, maybe it's late 1800, I don't know. But it dates way back to the forming of the Bilderberg Group back in England. This is where this thing began. It dates back to the Crusades even. The Knights Templar were in the Crusades. But the main thing that I want to say to you folks is that, yes, the Masonic order, whether you know it or not, is not a Christian order. It's an occult order. This business with the Bilderberg Group, way back then, where the actual Knights Templar entered into the Masonic order, we really see that this is the roots of a very, very, very dangerous group who fought in the Crusades, yes, but not everything about the Crusades was Christian. A lot of it wasn't Christian. The killing certainly wasn't Christian in the name of God. I mean, yes, in the Bible there were wars and they fought in the name of God, but the Crusades was a whole different thing. That was really one of the first major battles in the open between Islam and Christianity. And so what you're seeing with this Knights Templar is not good. So anytime you hear that, think, uh-oh, And go, let's just leave it at that. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Brother Evans.
I was listening to some news. I spent a lot of time listening to the news lately to find out what's going on here and there. And there was an advertisement that really caught my attention because it was for the wrong party, I believe. It was out of the Democrats, sad to say, but they could have put it in the Republicans just as well. And the advertisement said, if you hadn't been part of the skull, then you wouldn't have the wisdom and knowledge to understand what's going on now and how we need these people to give the world all the knowledge they need. And I thought, uh-oh.
What do you think that skull meant? What did that mean to you? I know it meant something.
That skull and bones. Yes, it's we got one of their headquarters right up here in the Thousand Islands, and a lot of people belong to that. A lot of our presidents, and that's bad news. It's not good. It's bad news.
Amen. If that really sparks your curiosity, if you go to www.neaiga.org, look for a link that says Secret Societies. Secret Societies. And you will see the skull and bones. You'll see pictures of the group. You'll see a picture there with George W. Bush sitting right in front of a group of Masons, their little white aprons on. There is so much on that page that you will not believe it. A lot of Masonic stuff on that page, too. So take a look at that. That's a very popular page on my website. Very, very popular. So let's kind of switch gears here a little bit, because I think even what we're talking about is behind what I'm about to talk about. Russian submarines are armed with intercontinental ballistic missiles, and they may be test firing these nuclear missiles in the Pacific Ocean, even as we speak right now. I believe today is one of the days they were supposed to test fire one of their missiles. And it's reported some of these missiles will be carried out of the Sea of Oshkosh and the Bering Sea and will hit targets on the Kamchatka Peninsula in eastern Russia. How do you see this affecting the end of the world that we live in right now, or even the United States? Comments. Brother Evans.
These missiles seem to be as accurate as anything that our country had. And you remember we had missiles that were so accurate that they could put them down somebody's chimney? Went right down and destroyed the whole building. And I'll tell you, Russian subs have been seen in the New York Harbor, or detected in the New York Harbor, and they've got out of there before anybody could catch them. They've been detected on the West Coast. They've been all over. It is a big threat.
Not only is that a big threat, but there is no defense from a missile fired by a submarine off the coast of America. There's no chance that they can shoot it down before it hits its target. Yes, Brother Evans.
Isn't it amazing that they had this defense, and it was along the Pacific and the Atlantic coast, both, they could detect as much as a wave moving. And all at once, they tore both of these defenses down, and we no longer have them. Now, who do you think did that?
Well, it sure wasn't Russia. Brother Ralston.
You know, I think for a time, I think a lot of people thought people like Russia were our friends. I think a lot of things that were brought up in the political scene would make it look like Russia is our friend. Yet now we understand that missiles are being sold to Venezuelan president, I think it's Chavez, and Iran, and another place, Pakistan, I think even, Cuba. We're talking about 100 miles away from American soil. That doesn't sound like they might be our friends now, does it? We need to wake up.
You know, Brother Evans, during our lunchtime, you were talking about armies moving in below our borders. Do you have any comments on that? Because I hadn't heard about this one.
Well, I had a friend that told me about some that were already there, but it said on the news the other night that they're coming in there to help Mexico. There is a force that's coming in, and they're coming into Mexico, and it sounded like they were crossing on land kind of to get there, so it's got to be coming from someplace that's very close. I don't think we have land all the way, Venezuela. Yeah, and this is very dangerous because we think that Mexico is our friend, and I hope she is, but you know, she could turn out to be an enemy.
Well, let me just share with you, a while back, God gave me a vision. Brother Ralston can probably remember this vision because it came out in our church in a service. But he gave me a vision of this very, very large tank, but with this barrel. I mean, the tank would tip over, you know, but it didn't. This thing was so long. The tank was down in Mexico somewhere, down in that area, and the tank come right up along the west coast all the way up into California. So I'm wondering if what we might be seeing is the fulfillment of that vision. These troops could move up through that area, and I would think California would be a good target for them.
It would be. Of course, that superhighway they want to build, and all the way from Mexico to Canada, would cross our heartland. I mean, that would be dangerous for troops to be able to come up and down that. So there's a lot of things that we need wisdom and knowledge from God and find out what's going on. He's going to protect us, but there's a lot going on.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, this evil man, it seems to me, should not even be allowed to set foot on American soil. Ahmadinejad sees himself as ushering in the Islamic Mahdi that will lead the battle against all who are not Muslim. So talk about the wrath of God or the anger of God, if you will. Could this be the battle of Armageddon? I'm not saying it is, but are we leading up to this? How far off do you think it might be? Brother Evans.
I believe it's getting closer and closer and closer. Matter of fact, we got some people out there preaching on 2012. We got some out there preaching on 2015. And I'll tell you, both those dates look super good. I mean, things are happening all over. And you remember Japan sat in our White House talking peace to our president at that time when the airplanes were going to Pearl Harbor to bomb Pearl Harbor. I wouldn't let this man in. I wouldn't trust him until he wants to really talk peace.
Well, one thing's for sure, if he's here, New York City's safe, right? Because they're not going to nuke him. Or maybe they will, since some of these clerics are pretty upset with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Well, he believes he is here to usher in the Messiah. He really believes that. That's the Messiah, you know, lives down in that hole that they drop all those prayers down to. Mm-hmm. He believes that definitely here to usher him in, so we can see even the Muslims believe the time is short and they've got to take over the whole world. That's dangerous.
Brother Ralston.
Well, you mentioned concerning Ahmadinejad. You also mentioned concerning Armageddon. And there's no doubt about it. I believe that Armageddon, of course, is just a few years away. I believe that when you talk about Armageddon, which is talked about in the Bible, Revelation 16:16, you also have to mention along with that Revelation 19:19. Because scriptures talk very clearly about the kings of the earth. That means the leaders of the earth, all gathering together and coming together, also being led together by the devil himself, the Antichrist, so to speak, the dragon, that which the scriptures talk about. We see these things coming into formation even now. Even now we're seeing leaders around the world coming together and working together. And that's all just going to come together eventually into a major world war. And, of course, the scriptures tells us what that war really has to do with. A lot of it has to do with coming against God Almighty, coming against the Lord Jesus Christ. But we already know that the result of Armageddon, Jesus Christ is going to come back and bring victory with the saints.
I believe we saw a little example of this. When they started playing with the prices on oil, I believe they were thinking in their mind, let's see what would happen if we don't give them much oil and they haven't got much oil or they can't afford our oil. How much more power will that give us? And now that we're talking about going different ways and finding other fuels, I don't believe they're going to sit around and just watch us cut them off. They're going to do something before we do what we're planning on doing.
Now, that's an interesting thought. I hadn't thought about that one myself, so my wheels are turning right at the moment. I want to tell you something. We've been talking a little bit about this thing, and there's something that happened just recently. Two Russian bombers, strategic bombers, these are the kind of bombers that are meant to get up in the air, carry nuclear weapons, so the country that has them, if they're attacked, can retaliate. And two Russian bombers, strategic bombers, landed in Venezuela. just recently as a part of military maneuvers, and President Hugo Chavez said they were welcoming them with unprecedented deployment at a time of increasing tensions between Moscow and the U.S. Now, once more, Brother Ralston said it, that's mighty close to the southern border. And not only that, it's connected by landmass, Brother Evans was talking about, to the USA. And Brother Evans mentioned the NAFTA superhighway. I've always said, what would they use that for except as a troop movement highway? Because it just doesn't make any sense. Any comments on that? Yes, Brother Evans.
I tell you, we're seeing all the signs of the end time. They're just falling together. Global warming, we can't pray it away. You know, some think that's a joke, it's not going to happen. Yes, it is, because the Bible says it is. And no matter how much we change or what different types of fuel we burn, global warming is going to come to pass because God's Word says it. We're going to see the Battle of Armageddon because God's Word says it. We're going to see Russia march down against Israel with the other countries that hate her, Ezekiel 38 and 39, because God's Word says it's going to happen. These things that God has said, they're going to happen. And we need to wake up because we're going to be safe as long as we're safe in the arms of Jesus.
Brother Ralston?
All I got to say is, again, this is a repeat of on what we've been talking about, and it's all planning stages of everything coming together of the one world order. Please, open your eyes and see that scriptures are being fulfilled. Open your eyes and see that your need for Jesus Christ, the only true safety place there is.
Are you a Christian out there? Are you shocked when Brother Ralston says that this has all been planned out? Don't you understand that God's had his plan from the beginning? And do you realize that Satan is only a copycat? So he's copying what God has planned. So he's got this plan that he thinks supersedes God. It's not going to. We all know that. And that's the end of that one, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, lastly, but not in the least, now we just talked about the danger to the United States of America from its southern border. Now we're seeing a danger from our northern border. We're seeing things happening up there in the Arctic. We're seeing a lot of things happening. I believe Russia actually took a sub down and planted their flag on the ocean floor. But a senior Coast Guard commander has warned of the risk of conflict up there in the Arctic unless disputes over international borders are resolved. There is a verse in the Bible that says when Jerusalem is surrounded by armies, her destruction is near. It's looking more and more to me every day that our Jerusalem is getting surrounded by armies, and the United States of America may be in that same position. Comments? Brother Evans.
I think if people would quit fighting Sarah Palin, and I'm not telling you to vote for her, but if you sit down and listen, she's talked about this. She sees the conflicts up there between Alaska and Russia developing. She's mentioned these things. Russia is doing more than we realize that they're doing. They owned Alaska once, remember? They'd sure love to get Alaska back, because then what stands between us and them? Canada. Will Canada always be our friend? We see things changing up there. Just like Brother Johnson said, next thing we can know, the Thousand Islands could be the dividing point between the United States and Russia.
Amen. I'm glad that Brother Evans mentioned that we're not telling you to vote for somebody, because that's not the intention of any of these reports or the roundtables. Our intention is to bring you the reports that are in the news today and look at them biblically. At least my intention is to preserve and prepare the remnant of God. That's on my website, on every page, at the top of the page. It's part of the banner that I have there. So what we're doing here, folks, is we're trying to preserve and prepare you for the things that are ahead, that your heart should not fail you with fear. Because if that happens to you, your salvation, my friend, is in jeopardy. And you don't want that to happen. You want to seek the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, with all your mind, with all your soul, and all your heart. I'm going to close. Any more comments? All right. The last day. Signs the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. We love you, folks. You don't realize. We love everybody out there. We even love the Knights Templar. We don't love what they're doing or what they are. But we're here to tell you who they are and what they are so you won't get mixed up in it. Amen. Maranatha, my friends.
If you enjoyed that roundtable, would you help us get it out to more people all over the world by shortwave radio? Send your offering to Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. God bless you, my friends.